The government is facing the prospect of yet more strikes in schools. Secondary principals today walked away from their pay talks with the Education Ministry, with unions saying it doesn't have enough money to make an offer their members would accept. They have agreed to mediation, but next week their 400 members will vote on possible industrial action, including strikes. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
In the past 12 months, the government's endured three strikes by primary and intermediate school teachers and principals, one strike by secondary teachers, and a boycott by primary and intermediate principals. Now, secondary school principals are threatening action of their own after abandoning negotiations with the ministry. Scott Haynes from the Secondary Principals Association's union says after 6 days of talks, it's clear the two sides can't agree.
They've not formally tabled an offer, but they've been very clear around what the financial parameters look like, and those financial parameters are just not in the ballpark of what will be acceptable to our members.
Principals went into the talks seeking a 15% pay rise over 2 years and a sixth week of annual leave. Scott Haynes says they're overworked and deserve more pay and better working conditions.
A third of our principals are over the age of 60. Two-thirds of our principals are working more than 60 hours a week. 40% of our principals are working in excess of 66 hours a week. We know that stress levels are up since they were last measured in 2015, and notably extreme stress levels have doubled in the last 3 years. So it's clear to us that there are some significant aspects that need to be looked at.
The secondary principal's pay scale runs from about $85,000 a year for schools with 50 students or fewer through to about $160,000 a year for the biggest schools. James Morris from the Post Primary Teachers Association's Secondary Principals Council says the pay rises recently won by secondary teachers have dramatically closed the gap between principals and their senior teachers and managers.
Deputy principals had an average of about 18.4%, and so what happens is questions start being asked about, well, why would I step up to the principal's role if, you know, it's not really worth my time? And we know we do have a significantly ageing group of principals, with about a third of them over the age of 60. Everyone can see the sort of hours that they are working, and so we want to make sure that we're setting up the conditions that makes it sustainable.
And that was James Morris ending that report from John Gerritsen.